Not surprisingly, the next theme presents itself from the end of the theme before, which was about the fulfillment of my heart's desire, and what was totally satisfying. In what I'm looking for. It did not feel complete, and there was a question there between feeling totally met inside of me to love and be loved in return. And my expectations of what that might be. What I have been looking for all my life. Like that dream of meeting somebody that fulfills my heart desire, what that would feel like. But something came up, like a question, a wondering, that what I've been looking for and what is actually there may be already in place. And there's some confusion here and a not knowing. A kind of split, if you might say, from what I've always desired as my expectation of feeling totally met, matched by another, is different from what my body would feel satisfied with from its perspective. And as I say that, I can feel it more deeply. Something's been touched here about what my body would feel fully satisfied. And maybe that's already in place. But I can't feel it. I can't enjoy it because there's a mismatch between expectation and bodily experience of satisfaction. So that's the part I want to be with here in this curiosity and this question of what satisfies my heart's desire now? As I say that, I can feel my body filling out in my belly. I'm welcoming the feel of it and the not knowing of it. It's expanding. It's going right through me, down to my legs and my feet, toes, up through the spine into my shoulders and chest and neck and head. My breathing seems to be filling up and my arms are massaging my thighs. and I seem to be expanding from inside myself in some way, particularly through my upper chest and shoulders and throat and neck. My heart's desire. Just pausing and enjoying that moment of expansion of me. Coming back to me. That sense of me. The fulfillment of myself as me, the man I'm meant to be, fully and completely. Just giving that space because that's not what my dream is. My dream is meeting somebody over there that matches me in some way. And yet I know I've met my match. I know I've met my match. And it's not the only match of my dreams. Each have a slightly different fulfillment of this matching with another. It's like identifying with my father years ago when he was ill and could be dying. Feeling at one with my father. And it goes back to that story of my father's telling me, a storyteller, the Peter and Susan story of imagination and connection and love next to me, my dad next to me, loving me, me loving my dad. And then he falls asleep naturally. And I'm thrilled that I really love him. And then I love myself even more. I'm so pleased that he's alive over there and I'm alive here in me. Even more alive. Happy that I am alive, totally and completely. In that sense of me, alive here. Wow. That's totally satisfying. That feels good. And it doesn't take away my feeling of feeling at one with my father. I'm really, really happy to have that. Or certain people I feel at one with now. They give me that sense of at-oneness, but at the same time, they are the kind of people and the warmth of people where I discover myself even more. fulfilling in me as my desire to love and be loved. As I make space for myself as the lover I am inside of me, I love you all the more in the way you are in yourself, not as a mirror of me. But that wonderment of your own mystery of you over there next to mine. And it's a good match. Feeling loved and me feeling loving. And realize we both feel that way about each other, without any loss of that sense of the wholeness of ourselves. Complementary, but not the same. Just taking a moment to enjoy the experience of that realization. There are no real words to express that. But say yes, that is my fulfillment of me and my heart's desire. Me and then you. We are good for one another. We enhance our own well-being. We become more ourselves in connection with that love we share together.